Well, good morning. We're so glad to have all of you this morning. We want to welcome you on this second Sunday after Epiphany. And we're glad that you're with us today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about, has anyone ever let you down? But my focus is going to be on, there is one who is unfailing, steadfast, and impartial. So we'll be looking at that a little bit later on, but we are so glad that you're here today. And in the midst of all the craziness, it's nice to come in, experience God's presence, receive some hope and peace in the midst of everything that's happening. So let's begin then. We'll stand together and sing our Gloria Patria this morning. Join together for our call to worship this morning. Your steadfast love, O God, extends to the heavens.
Your faithfulness to the clouds.
Your justice is like the mighty mountains.
Your justice is like the great deep.
How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All right. Yes, we do. So let's join together there. You can turn to 416 in your hymn books or follow along on the PowerPoint, Blessed Assurance. And we're singing three verses there this morning. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect communion, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Gracious God, we know that You are present with us in this worship moment. Give us the assurance of Your abiding presence and direct us as we worship together. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated, and you can turn to 524 if you'd like to, or on the PowerPoint, we're going to sing it as well, and we're going to be doing three verses there this morning. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul, my sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin. Invite the kids this morning. They want to come down. See who's all coming down this morning.
Here they come. Yay! Come on, Caroline.
Oh, I like your boots you have on there today. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? All right. Yes, it's good to see everybody. They both got their boots on today, don't they?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to get, did you hear we might get some snow tonight? Yeah, it's not going to be a lot. Chase was hoping that we'd get enough to have at least a 2-hour delay or a snow day. But it's not looking that way because it's all going to stay down south of us, isn't it? So, I have a question for you. When you hear the word great, what comes to your mind? What do you think? What is something that's great? You don't know what anything is? What do you think? What's something that's great? Huh? Big? I don't know. Large? That's one way you can look at it. What's another way you can look at it? They're great! You ever heard that commercial? I bet you the adults have. Yes. Tony the Tiger with frosted flakes? Yes. So, in the song we're going to read, oh, I forgot to change it. I'm sorry.
Let me hurry up and change that real quick. In our psalm today,
it talks about God's faithful love, God's covenant love, God's unfailing love. What does it mean if your love is unfailing? What do you think? Come on. You should hear the answer, Jamie. What do you think about if it's unfailing? It never stops. It's always there. God's always loving. God's always loving us. God, you can't do something to make God not love you anymore. God's not fickle. God doesn't change his mind like that about us. God always loves us. And it says, your faithful love is priceless. What's something that's priceless? What does that mean? If it's priceless. I just might as well keep talking because I'm not getting any answers. I'm not. You could say that. It means you can't put a price on it. It's more than God's unfailing love, faithful love. You could spend all the money in the world and it still wouldn't be enough for it. And that's because the psalmist that we're going to read today talks about how great God is, how wonderful God is, how God loves us always, never stops loving us. You know, sometimes when you make your mom or dad mad at you, do you think they stop loving you? Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep, and you know what? God will never stop loving us too. God always loves us. And the psalmist is like, that is so great and wonderful, and it never is going to stop. And so that's what we hold on to today. Okay, you guys can go on down there. I think Miss Rhea's working on you this morning. Now I'm going to kill that bug that's driving me nuts. Well, as we go to our time of prayer, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning and before we go to prayer this morning. Somebody.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie, she's been having trouble still with the mucus, and it causes her to have like these mucus plugs at the end of her trach, and so therefore sometimes it's hard to breathe. She hasn't been eating the best, but she did go to the hospital Tuesday, and so I mean basically they got that out, they showed her how to get them out,
I know
a little better, but you know,
Kathy was sharing some of that with me and how I think because of that she's just not eating, even though they brought her something and when she got it she just gobbled it right down. But I think because of that constant, you know, buildup that can happen, it just, yeah. So, yes, we definitely need to continue praying for Bonnie and lifting her up. Someone else.
Yeah. Well, Levi, Beverly's grandson, Daryl was telling me he has COVID again, and so this is twice now.
Yeah, Jody was asking me because her sister's sick again. And Jody goes, can somebody get COVID twice? And I'm like, yep, I've known people that's gotten it twice. And so we definitely want to, but you know what? We don't know if Jill has it or not, but we appreciate your prayers for her because she's battling something. And go ahead. Oh, yeah, sorry. I need to, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. They think it was electrical, but both of Billy's trucks are...
Is that the one then that's the barn fire that was next to Ellie's house?
No, these were out on Hufford Road.
Oh, okay, Hufford, okay. Okay. Yeah, so we want to remember for all of those that were with the loss in that fire, and definitely can do that. Okay, say the names again. Connor.
Caleb.
Caleb.
Andy. Aaron Taylor.
Aaron.
And then Brittany and Jake Smallenberger. That's my nephew and niece.
Brittany and?
Jake.
Jake.
Smallenberger.
Okay, so Connor, Caleb, Aaron, Brittany, Jake. Did I forget somebody?
Andy.
Andy, thank you. I thought I missed somebody. Yeah, so all of those names, yes. And we know others too that are battling that. Carrie is battling COVID. I think she's mainly over it. Dex has it now. Carla has it, but she's mainly over it. So yes.
Then my sister Sharon Schuyler is having surgery Tuesday.
Okay, so we want to remember Sharon as she's having surgery. And yes. And Ashley's not in here. I was going to, how's her grandpa and grandma doing, Eric?
John's doing a lot better. Alice is on the mend, but it's getting a lot better.
It does, and everybody's different. I know Jody's mom is feeling much better, but her dad still is struggling some. So we want to remember Alice, and I had both of them on there, and then for Bruce, if you continue to pray for him as he's battling, we have both of them on there. And somebody else. Yeah.
I had the joy. I had all my great-granddaughters are here, and I had two of them in my arms yesterday. All healthy, and thank the good Lord.
Yes, yes. Yeah, because he was sharing at one of the basketball games that he has a new, you said great-granddaughter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah.
And they took, tell about the picture.
Oh, they took a picture of me holding both of them.
There's five generations.
Oh, one of the five generation things. Oh, that's always great.
97 years old, sharpest attacks.
Wow.
Both of those babies, what a joy.
Yes, that is a blessing. Others this morning. Any others? Yes.
Good news.
Yes.
My granddaughter Alice, the Millhouse Master Ward, she's a registered nurse now.
Yes. So if you didn't hear what she just said, she's giving God thanks that her granddaughter Allie is a full registered nurse. I saw her post that on Facebook, and yes, yeah. So yeah. And,
unspoken.
Yep. And I'm sure we have several of those. Any others?
Well, we have Pastor Steve Markham died, and that's Rebel Guy's husband for the ones that knew her. And the Barnes boy, Dark Dalton, he starts physical therapy for his knee, and then Brock's having that pain in his heels again. And then, of course, the fire. Next to Ellie, which is the Rollers' barn burn. And the joy was Brock, my son had his shoulder surgery Monday, and he's doing great. And the second joy was that Bill Wilkins is allowed to sit up.
Oh, thank God.
1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon.
That is like simple pleasure right there. Could you imagine having to lay on a certain side for months? I couldn't imagine that. Yes. So that is a joy. So she mentioned several there, Dalton and Brock Barnes. I know Dalton was talking to me about how he's had some trouble with his knees and it's been affecting him with playing basketball. And I didn't know anything about Brock there. And Linda, which is David Maxson's sister, you know, that she had all those lung issues that we prayed for so long. Well, she's got COVID pneumonia, and she's in critical condition out in California. It's, yeah. Markham, I did not know him. I was trying to think of that, unless that's Lydia's dad, but he's a pastor at a Nazarene church in West Milton, so I don't think that's him. But anyways, 57 years old, passed away from COVID. Pastor at Alchemy Grace Church. Yeah, I think it's that way, isn't it? Yeah. So I get inside of a building and I get twisted real quick. I'm trying to think of some of the others there. Carrie, we want to continue praying for Carrie. Has anybody heard an update on Carrie? Is everything function? I'll have to try to get a hold of Ellie. That's Ellie's sister that had that brain bleed, and we want to remember her. Is she home?
Yeah.
But still, sometimes they send you home, but I just wondered how she was doing otherwise. Beth McAdams, Elaine's daughter, has that lesion. I just typed her into, which you'll get next week, the monthly calendar, and we'll want to keep her in prayers through that. And then I don't know if anybody knows yet, because she was only telling a few, but Deke passed away this week. And they knew it was coming. Hospice had come in, deep group. I talked to Georgia yesterday. So what's going to be happening because of everything going on, she has decided to do a graveside service with family and a few friends. And then in maybe April or May, she wants to have a memorial service here at the church in his honor and everything. And I said, that's not a problem at all. I said, we've done that with several others here through all this. So just keep Georgia in your prayers, and especially if you know her or something, maybe in a few days. I know the next few days are going to be crazy with everything she's got to take care of, but get a chance, maybe give her a call and encourage her, especially if you're closer to her and know her. So, yeah. Oh, wow.
And they put her on eating tube. She's 66 years old, and I worked with her at Upper Valley Medical.
Do you know her first name?
Hannah Wood.
Hannah?
Yes.
Okay. So we want to remember Hannah in our prayers also. Any others then before we go to, oh, wow, we got to do quick here.
Yeah, I got a Joy. My grandson signed out of the Marines a couple weeks ago. He was home. He's looking good. He accepted a full ride scholarship into Prescott, Arizona College of Aeronautical Science.
Ooh.
And he is working his way towards NASA.
Cool. That's great. Wow. I like that. I saw. Oh, go ahead.
Carter's mom is out of ICU, and they finally put her in rehab yesterday.
Yeah. Thank God for that. And what's her first name?
Olive.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes. Okay. So we want to continue to pray for her as she's in recovery. Thank God for that. I didn't see him this week because of being in contact with somebody this week. So there's 5 days I was at home the whole, those 5 days. I heard that Bob Bright, went and saw Richard and said, Richard is doing so much better. No, yes, it was, that was you that went.
Yeah. I seen him a couple days ago, and he said he wanted a thick chocolate milkshake. So I went to K's and got him a thick chocolate milkshake.
Yeah, I bet he did. And they said that he's no longer has the feeding tube. He's no longer eating. He can eat fairly normal now. So we're very thankful for that. Yes. So I thought I saw one more hand. Yes. Yeah. For safety and protection and all of that. Yes. So lots of names there. And we want to continue lifting up Smoke. I haven't heard any more. So I'll have to get a hold of Karen to find out what's going on there with him. And I don't know, because of everything going on and the cases in the hospital, they may not be able to schedule something right now to try to give him some relief, but we definitely want to continue to pray for him. So as she plays, we'll give you a chance to pray, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we are so grateful for your goodness, your presence, your hand in our lives, your grace every day. We just continue to ask that you would extend your goodness and your love and your protection into our lives through all that's going on right now, and that you will keep us hopeful in the midst of. And Lord, I just pray especially for those that may be worn out, tired, have lost hope in the midst of all that's going on right now. They can't seem to see a way through. And I just pray for your love and your peace and your grace into their lives right now. And Lord, we lift up all of those that have been mentioned. There's so many ones that have been spoken today, and I'm just going to share their names. Lord, we just lift up each one of them for Joe and Oliver and Hannah and Carrie and Dalton and Brock and Linda and Carrie and Carla and Bonnie and Levi and Jill and Connor and Caleb and Aaron and Brittany and Jake and Andy and Sharon and Alice and Bruce today. Lord, we just lift up each of them today, God, with your healing touch, your healing grace, your healing strength for them. Lord, we lift up the Marcus family, Lord, with the loss of this pastor and the family. God, give them comfort and strength right now. Lord, we lift up those, the Billy and Dylan, and they lost all this in the fire, and the other one that lives next to Ellie and that loss in that barn fire, God, we just ask for your strength and grace through all of that. And Lord, we just thank you that we can turn to you. And Lord, we lift up this unspoken need that was mentioned, God, that you're able to meet that need. And Lord, we lift up the group family, God, with this loss of Deke. Lord, we thank you that he's not struggling and suffering anymore. And God, we just pray for peace for Georgia as she has to handle all of these things that are coming up, and be with her in the days and weeks ahead. And thank you, Lord, for the good reports and the joys that we heard also this morning. God, we are so grateful for all of those things. And we ask you to continue to watch over us, keep us in your care, that we can continue to serve you. And bless, Lord, the rest of our service time as we break the bread of your word. May you encourage us and speak to our hearts as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining with us in prayer. It's so important during these times. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, thank you so much for your generosity and God following God's leading as to what you're to give. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Generous God, we dedicate these gifts to the building of your church and to the ministry of discipleship to which you have called us. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 36 this morning. Psalm 36, it's our lectionary reading psalm for this morning, or for today. And we're going to be reading verses 5 through 10 this morning. But your loyal love, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Your justice is like the strongest mountains. Your judgments like the deepest sea. Lord, you save both humans and animals. Your faithful love is priceless, God. Humanity finds refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the bounty of your house. You let them drink from your river of pure joy. Within you is the spring of life. In your light, we see light. Extend your faithful love to those who know you. Extend your righteousness to those whose heart is right. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a gentleman was driving down the freeway when his wife called him on the cell phone. "Herman, I just heard on the news that there's a car going the wrong way on Route 69. Please be careful." Herman replied, "It's not just one car, it's hundreds of them." Yeah, poor Herman, he was going down the wrong side of the road, wasn't he? I want to talk to you this morning about God's unfailing love. The unfailing God, if we could say it that way. You know, there's nothing quite so wonderful as someone you can count on and trust. Most of us, if we're lucky, have someone in our lives whom we trust, someone who has our back through thick and thin, someone whose loyalty never comes up for grabs. Maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a family member, perhaps it's a friend or your spouse. Whoever it is, there can be no doubt about it. There is something, there's nothing quite like someone that we can count on that will be there through thick and thin and will be our rock in the storms of life. But we also know that even the best of us can let each other down. If we would have read the former verses, which were not part of the lectionary, sometimes they come up in other years, you would have read about how selfish human beings can be at times. And the truth is that even the best of us can fail. No one, not even our spouses or our family members, is that dependable and trustworthy. All of us are frail and weak, and we inevitably make mistakes, or we simply sometimes fail to show up when we're needed. And that is why forgiveness is so basic to our faith. Because without it, our relationships, our lives, and everything else could spiral downhill pretty quickly. However, there is one who is unfailing, who is described by the psalmist in our reading this morning. And that one is who I want us to consider this morning. So let's begin, first of all, this is God. This is God. That's what the psalmist does through these verses that we read. In spite of all of our failings, in spite of our weaknesses, in spite of our lack of dependence at times, God is one that we can count on. And the psalmist gives these kind of testifies to God's nature, God's characteristics. I'm going to look at three of them. I could have added a few more, but I thought the sermon would get too long. And so let's look at them here this morning. And none of these are going to be surprising, but I felt that in the midst of everything going on, that we need to be reminded of who God is. So let's look at them there. First of all, God is loving. God is loving. When the psalmist talks that we read about this morning, basically the psalmist is saying there is no limit to God's love. As I was talking with the kids a little bit there, God's not going to stop loving us if we do something wrong. It's just not in God's nature, because 1 John tells us that God is love. So for God to stop loving us goes against who God is, the character of God, the nature of God. God's nature is always to love. I wish we were always that way. I wish I was always that way, but we're not all the time, but God is. And that's why the psalmist talks about God's love in a variety of ways. And depending on how you translate it into English, the Hebrew word hesed can mean unfailing, loyal, steadfast. And that is the word that is used to describe God's love. Let me say it again. Unfailing, loyal, steadfast. Do those words sound familiar to you? Remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13? Love never fails. It's there. It's there for us. And when we live and walk in love, it makes a difference. And not only that, but the psalmist says God's love is priceless and as vast as reaching the heavens. That tells me that you can never get outside of God's love. How many of you remember that saying? It's kind of been around. You would hear it. I was in a few TV shows, and I'm not speaking of the honeymooners, but there was something. Remember, he would kind of say to the moon and back, and he would always convey this idea, I love you, to the moon and back. When I got mad, it was another thing in that show. But have you ever heard somebody say, I love you, to the moon and back? Or, you know, when you kind of go back and forth, I love you. No, I love you more. You know, that kind of a thing. That's the picture or the image that the psalmist is trying to get us to see. God's love reminds us there is one who does not abandon us and who does not show love like human beings. In other words, God's love is greater than what. So let me ask you a question. Is there somebody you know? Think of the most loving person that you know. You got them in your mind? The most loving person that you know. Now multiply that a millionfold or a trillionfold. That's God's love. God is loving. Second thing is God is dependable. God is dependable. There is no limit to God's faithfulness. God is faithful, God is steady, God is sturdy, and God's faithfulness extends beyond the clouds, so to speak. Again, to the moon and back. When people let us down and have left us wounded and weary, the psalmist reminds us that God is reliable and steadfast in doing what God says or promises. I wish I could always fulfill what I say and all of my promises to my wife and kids, but I don't. I've failed many times in that, but God does not. Now, we sometimes, not understanding God and not understanding what God is up to, we think God has failed us, or we think God is not fulfilling promises, but that is not what I want you to see. Because God is reliable and steadfast in doing what God says and promises. And then the third thing is God is just. Or in some translations it says righteous, or righteousness is used there. And here's the thing that I want you to see. God will always treat us rightly and justly. For God does the right thing for those who are in relationship with him. Jesus talks about that in his teachings. If we've gone through the Bible study group going at 9 o'clock, been going through the Gospel of John, and we've seen how Jesus said, hey, I'm connected to the Father. I only do what the Father tells me to do, and so forth. And the Father and I are one. And now we're seeing where us as his followers are connected with Jesus. And if we're connected with Jesus, then we're connected with the Father. And all this connection and relationship language. And we can count on God to do the right thing for us. Now, sometimes patience and timing is involved there. We sometimes want God to do it now. Fix it now, God. Take care of it now. Work this out now, or whatever it may be. But God's timing is so important in all of that. And I have to remind myself about that. But I've also seen God come through in amazing ways. And notice what it says. It says that God's justice or righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Now, let me give you a picture here so you can understand a little bit what's going on. So in ancient Near Eastern thinking, mountains anchored to the land, held up the sky, and held back the waters of chaos. That was their primitive way of thinking about that. So what is that picture conveying there that the psalmist wants us to see? When life seems shaky or unfair, or we think we're being shaken to the point where we're not sure if we're going to make it, the psalmist is reminding us that we can depend on God to do the right thing and to be there for us. And that's what I want you to hear this morning. So great things there, isn't it? That God is loving, God is dependable, and God is just. So here's my question, or what I want us to think about. Well, what do we do with that? And that leads me to my second thing, is what is our response in all of this? What is our response? And there's two things that the psalmist grabs a hold of and draws upon, which I have seen so many times in my life, where sometimes I've just had to do this and nothing else. First of all, shelter in God's presence. Shelter in God's presence. The psalmist talks about how we need to take refuge under God's wings there. The psalmist invites us to do that, under God's wing. Think about a baby bird's taking refuge under their mother's wings. So they are in, so that they're protected and safe. In fact, I heard something recently, and I cannot remember what it was. It was either something about, I don't mean it happened recently, but I heard about it recently, about these little babies. I don't know what kind of bird they were, and there was a fire, and mother gathered them under her wings to protect them. And when they found her, mother was dead, but all the babies were okay under her mother's wings. God is like a mother to us. We often think of mother or God as a father, but God is like a mother to us. And we are invited to find rest and sanctuary in God's presence. Let me tell you, I've been doing this for 27 years. And I pastored a church that was three times as big as this. And I've never been worn out as a pastor like I have. Not because of you, but because of everything we are facing. And the stress, carrying the burdens of kids at school and you guys, and worrying about, I don't want anybody to get COVID and all these things, and then family and all the stuff that has been wearing me down. And as I was working with this, it was like God was speaking right to my heart. Jason, you need to find rest and sanctuary in me. And I had to be reminded of that. Because when the worries and stresses of life leave us empty and out of steam, there's a place in God where we are safe. Doesn't matter what's going on or what we get or what happens. There's a place that's safe where we can be rejuvenated and strengthened for our journey. I believe that because I've experienced it myself. And then the last thing then is to drink from God's abundant life. I like this. I don't know about you. I remember in the days when I used to do this, baling hay or baling straw and the dust and everything and in the heat. And this, God bless my brother. As soon as we leave home, that's when he decides to get a round baler. Before that, you know, we had to work hard. But you know what? On those days, you know, I remember I used to bail for the neighbor. And he was like, do you want something to drink? You want this or want that? You know, I'm like, no, I just want water. And we would jump into the sheep pen and he had a big old cup. And we'd turn on the thing and get a cold glass right out of the well. And there was nothing as refreshing as that was. And when you were sweating and the stuff was sticking all over you and everything. And scripture begins and ends with the language of the river of life. Genesis 2 speaks of a river that flows from Eden and goes out and waters the earth. Eden in Hebrew means delights, plural, delights. Think about that, the river that brings delight. And then Revelation 22 speaks of a river that flows from God's throne, bringing abundant life to all. There's a theme there, isn't it? When we're facing the toughness of life, we got to receive from God. When we're exhausted and wasted from the rat race of life, there's a river that flows from the throne of grace that brings us life and joy. This is God. God is loving, dependable, and just. God's love and God's dependability and God's justice are the basis for our praying, for our trust, and for our hope. And when we rely on God, life takes on a different tone, a different perspective, doesn't it? A different meaning. And we find refuge in God's presence and unfailing love and drink from the river or the spring of God's grace. It becomes easier to live life to its fullest. So here's my challenge. Refresh yourselves today. Receive today. Receive this week. Remind yourself this week of who God is. And when life seems like a joke, or when cynicism starts to rule the day, or when trust in people or institutions seem to let you down and it creeps into your heart, or when stress and anxiety and worry start to prevail, remind yourself of how priceless God's unfailing love really is. And let that love carry you through each day. Thank God. I'm so grateful for our unfailing God. Amen. Amen. Well, if you want, you can say hi to a few people there. And then we'll close out here with our chorus there as we close out. So. Well, we're going to get ready to close out. If I can get our pianist back and steal her away for a moment. And we're going to go ahead. Let's stand together as we sing this little chorus, "Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, to Me," or to Thee. And let's sing those three verses together. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and together for our bulletin or for our benediction. Let us embrace this week with expectation.
We face the world with renewed faith and hope.
God's presence goes with us, so go boldly into the future that God has claimed. Amen.